Chapter 1. The Individual and Human Relations. 21. Describe your best friend.
A. My best friend, Aggie, is very pretty. She has shoulder-length, curly, dark brown hair and green eyes. I can talk about everything with her. She is nice, understanding, patient, and I think it's really easy to get on well with her. We like doing the same things, such as going to the cinema and singing. We both enjoy musicals, and we always go to the theater if there's a musical on.
B. Actually, I have two best friends. I've known them since the beginning of primary school, and we're still classmates today. Gergur is a bit stronger than me because he goes to the gym at least 4 times a week. He's brave and honest and can always give good advice. Peter is funnier and he has an extremely good sense of humour. He can imitate the gestures and speech of almost anybody. I really enjoy being with these guys in my free time.
22. What do you like most and least about your best friend?
It's difficult to say because my best friend, Levente, is not only a very good friend, but he's also my brother. He's understanding and he always helps me with my homework. He usually has good ideas and supports me when I feel sad. We know everything about each other. He has a very good sense of humour and often tells me stories that make me laugh. If I feel a bit bored or miserable, I just call him up or meet him, and I immediately feel good and forget about my worries. Sometimes he's a bit impatient, but it's his only bad quality.
23. How has your group of friends changed over the years?
When I was in the junior section of primary school, I only made friends with girls. I remember that we could play together for hours with dolls and puppets. Later, I also made friends with boys from my class because I started to swim and we went to training sessions together. Nowadays, my best friend is Melinda. I met her in secondary school. I still keep in touch with some of my friends from primary school. I can always count on them, and they support me whenever I need it. They provide company for me if I feel depressed or lonely.
24. What do you think the most important inner qualities of a person are?
I think the most important characteristics are honesty, reliability, and generosity. I hate it when somebody lies to me, hides or distorts the truth, or even pretends to be a good friend. I'm reliable, and I expect others to be reliable too, because that's how we can help each other in our studies, as well as with other tasks. The worst thing is if somebody is mean and selfish instead of helping others.
25. What kind of people do you like?
I like optimistic, friendly, and happy people. I like people who I can talk to about everything and who can easily make me laugh. It's good if we're interested in the same things, but it's also good if we don't share all of our interests. It's essential to be helpful, open-minded, sympathetic, kind, joyful, and eager to help and learn.